And now we continue our visit with Nicole, the Medford area senior high school exchange student from Peru. Tell me about school day in Peru, because as I understand it, at 16, you're pretty much done with school there. Is that right?
Yeah, I finished my school in Peru.
Okay. So tell me about, because we're going to compare that with the kids here in Medford who think they're so overworked and can't believe it.
Yeah.
Tell me about a school day in Lima, Peru.
Well, we do Monday to Friday. We have classes to 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. And then we have a break hour for 3 to 4 for you can eat or something. And then 4 to 8, you need to come back and have more classes. So that's Monday to Friday. And then we have Saturdays and Sundays, 8 to 3 p.m.
You go to school on Saturday and Sunday?
Yes.
And holy mackerel.
Yeah. Well, Sundays, every Sundays you have a test. And then, like, you have, like, 3 weeks with just classes. And then you have a full week. The fourth week is a full week with quiz. And there's the other full week with just test.
Holy cow. Yeah. So how does that compare with here? Are you bored? You have nothing to do? We don't go to class 12 hours a day.
Yeah, well, here is really, really easy because you don't have a lot of hours here. And the classes are easy too. Just, I think it's a little difficult for me just for the language. Mm-hmm. But when I see what they doing, it's like, oh, I did that maybe 3 years ago. So
whoa.
It's like, oh my.
So how do you find time for clubs or sports or anything? How do you find time for it? Not really, huh?
No. When you start your high school, is all the time study. You just do that when you are in the middle or elementary school. You can do some sports what you want.
In Peru, do some students then study at university and others go into a profession, get a job? Is that how it works?
No. It's unusual. The younger people go to work after school. It's more usual when everybody go to university. And sometimes how we have like a test for admission to the university. So sometimes they do that like 5 times for go to university. So it's crazy.
Hard?
Yes, it's really hard.
University?
Yeah, I'm in the university already. So that's really good. Yeah.
Do you have a major? What are you studying a specific topic, subject?
Yeah, international business.
Wow. Well done. Nice.
Yeah.
You're really enjoying Medford.
Yes.
Especially the school.
Yeah, I love it.
Wisconsin food. Have you tried cheese curds?
Yes, of course.
You like them?
Yes,
I
love
it. Bratwurst is pretty American. Brats, have you had brats?
No, I don't think so. I don't have it.
Bratwurst. Nope. You have to try that. It's a sausage in a bun. It's very good. Very Wisconsin kind of thing. But cheese curds, you enjoy that?
Yes, I enjoy it.
So how long are you here, Nicole?
In
the States.
How long? Like 1 year.
Till next summer?
Yes.
What has been your reaction to snow? Because as I understand it, where you're from in Peru, there's no snow, right? There are mountains in Peru where there is snow, but where you're from, there is no snow, yes?
Yeah.
No snow. We have snow. What do you think?
It's really amazing. I love it. It's my first time. And then today I just wake up and then go out and I saw the snow and I was like, oh my God, there is snow outside, and just start to play with it and jump. And I don't know. It was really interesting.
Did you take pictures to send home to show your friends? Look what I'm dealing with here.
Yeah. The last time when I saw it, when it was a little snow, I take a picture. So, yeah, I love it.
This is what we call a little snow, by the way. Many
yeah,
people are hoping
for.
That's
why the people save me.
A whole lot more.
Yeah.
Not the inch. Feet. Feet is what we're talking about. Once again, my guest has been Nicole. She is an exchange student from Peru. She is currently staying with John and Dawn Klausnitzer down in Stetsonville. She's in the junior class at the Medford Area Senior High School. Thanks so much for coming in and sharing with us. And we hope you enjoy your time here in Wisconsin. Try bratwurst. You'll like it. Try
yes.
the bratwurst. And best of luck.
Thank you.